guys, here we are with the Cover 3 Athletics weekly WPL and City League football podcast as we're recapping the Week 7 action. And what a week it was. It's, again, home stretch until the playoffs, so where dreams come to live or die, the journey begins now as it heats up for sure. As recapping all the action, we'll start with the City League for a change. As Thursday night, Bashir beat Alderdice 38-22 as the Bulls, the offense has come to a life. As they've just started clicking three straight wins to get to 3-3, a huge head-to-head over Dice. The only problem for Bashir, Tamir Robinson's season's over with due to a knee injury suffered in the game, so his season's over with. One of the top juniors in the country, so that is that, so a big blow for them. But three straight wins, feeling good heading toward the City playoffs for them. And then Westinghouse and Perry, first and last, Bulldogs cruise 51-0 in this game. Is Cleo Taylor for Westinghouse ran for two touchdowns, also had a pick six. Malik Harris ran for 58 yards, score. Kyron Collins had two rushing touchdowns. And Keyshawn Marcel threw a touchdown. Pretty easy work. So Bulldogs secure the one seed. Perry eliminated from the City playoffs. Bashir, Alderdice, and Mew prep around out 2-4 in the 14 bracket. Pretty cookie cutter there. And then Carrick lost to Uniontown 42-13. Of course, Carrick playing an independent schedule still for the City. Now let's get to the WPL Class 6A. Four games, unfortunately, four blowouts. As a big game in the middle of the standings, NA, Kana Mac. The Big Macs jumped out to a 14-0 lead in the second quarter as Ryan Engen had a 9-yard run early. Mike Evans hit Anthony Finney for a 51-yard catch or run. But after that, it was all in A, literally, as Cam Acton scored last night. The Tiger defense clamped down for 2.5 quarters, and the offense got going. As Logan Kushnor threw two touchdowns, a 52-yarder to Dwayne Taylor, and then he ran for a 3-yarder, and then the Tigers went for two and got it before that, to make it 15-14, and then it'd be Kushnor to Kyron Boyd on a 70-yard catch and run, and then fourth quarter, J.R. Burden sprinting for a 49-yard touchdown, then add a 7-yard run to cap it. NA 36-14 winners there. So Kana Mac into fifth place, losing to the Raiders, losing to the Tigers, losing to Malibu. It's basically be the 5 seed at best for them, but again, there'll be a playoff trip. Seneca Valley cruises over Baldwin 49-12. So it was 21-0 after the first quarters. Brandon Ross scored on touchdown passes of 53 and 39 yards from Sean O'Shea, who filled in a quarterback this game. O'Shea also had a rushing touchdown. And O'Shea hit Luke Lawson for a 34-yard pass late. And O'Shea actually had a fifth score on a 6-yard run. So O'Shea, 5 touchdowns, 2 with his legs, 3 in the air. Raiders cruise. And again, the Raiders in position, you know, week 9 to get in A. That game probably going to decide 3rd and 4th in 6A. And if, again, the 3 seed gets a bye into the semifinals and plays the 2 seed, the 4 seed has to play in the first round against probably Kana Mac and then go on to face Mount Lebanon, who, barring an upset here, should be the 1 seed. So big difference there, but we'll get there when we get there. Central Catholic Mercy ruled Hempfield 35-0. Not much info was given about that one. And then Malibu, they take it to Norwin 35-7. But the Norwin Knights had a 7-0 lead. It was only 14-7 through 3 quarters. But then the Blue Devils woke up for 21 unanswered in the fourth quarters. Joey D, Eli Heinrich connected for 2 touchdown passes. Alex Texka ran for 2 scores earlier. Mount Lebanon cruises the victory to get to 8-0, staying undefeated. And then Class 5A, the pesky Allegheny 6. How about the Bethel Park Blackhawks going from winless to 3-0 conference play and having a winning record at this point, as they didn't mess around, being down Peters Township 38-8, as Max Blanc connected with Jack Kirchner for a 24-yard touchdown in the first quarter. Blanc had a 1-yard run before the half. In between came a Troy Volpatti 3-yard run. And then the Blackhawks, they took a 24-0 lead into the fourth quarter. As Sam Miller threw a touchdown pass to Carter Schanefeld, they reconnected for a 2-way conversion, make 24-8. But then Volpatti had a 32-yard run. And then Gavin Moore with a scoop and score to seal it. Bethel Park with a 30-point win, and they're at the top of this conference. Pierce Township, by the way, 0-3 in conference play. Not a good direction they've gone. West Day and South Fayette The Indian defense was the story of the night, shutting out the Lions as the offense. Again, still no Gavin Miller, but they kind of had some mojo going. As early on, Jashaun Spencer with a 32-yard touchdown grab from Mason Marchinski, and Jason Spencer lands on Yugoh Moss on ESPN Sunday NFL Countdown as Spencer goes up over the line defensive back to the 32-yard touchdown grab. So good for him to get that highlight. And then Brock Cornell had a rushing score before the half to make it 21-0. Nodine Tracy had a 9-yard run as the only second half points. Indians with a key win to go off the Chennai in conference play. Safed falls down 0-3. And then Moon USC, the game of the night. And it was a good physical football game. As an early Moon fumble was scooped by the Panthers for a touchdown. But then Jeremiah Dean had a 2-yard run to tie it up at 7 after 1. Dylan Sliva, who had 201 rushing yards, had a 3-yard plunge to make it 14-7. As Bennett Henderson kicked a pair of field goals for USC to make it 14-13 going into the fourth quarter. But then Moon had a 10.5-minute drive, taking it late in the fourth that resulted in no points. But two plays later, though, the Tigers, well, they got a safety when USC was called for holding in the end zone when they were backed up. And then Moon ran out the clock. Moon wins 16-13. Another hard-fought victory for the Tigers as they move to 8-0, 3-0 in the conference. USC's 2-1 conference play, but again, Moon can't be denied. And like we tweeted out, until proven otherwise, because, I mean, Moon is for real. Someone tell me otherwise. We go to the Big East Conference. Penn Trafford rounds up to a 28-0 lead after the first quarter. 45 at the half. They win 45-6 over Connellsville's Cade Iacomelli as he ran for 2 touchdowns. As Carter Green, as he threw 2 touchdowns, Colin Green had another touchdown pass. As 3 different Warriors were the recipients as they roll. Gateway outdoes Woody High 40-21. As Cole Plascon had a pair of field goals in the early going, and then Jayshon Pringle hit Lewis Cowie for a 65-yard catch-run touchdown. That gave Woody High an early lead, but after that it was all Gateway. As Jaquan Reynolds caught a 5-yard touchdown, ran for a 3-yarder. As they did actually alternate scores, as Deontay Williams had a 24-yard run for the Wolverines. It was 13-13 at the half. And they traded third-quarter touchdowns as Austin Wells did Callaway on a 15-yarder. Wells completed a 2-point pass. And all of a sudden, Wolverines would actually take a 21-20 lead into the fourth. But then fourth quarter, 20 unanswered by the Gators as Brad Birch threw a pair of touchdown passes, one of which a 28-yarder to Patrick Boddy. And then Baldy iced it with a 65-yard pick 6. So Gators get a key win. So again, Penn Trafford, Gateway remaining 1-2 in the Big East. There's a little bit of distance now. But another crucial game in the kind of the middle of the standings. Franklin Regional, Latrobe. As Latrobe, first half, phenomenal. They scored 20 points in each period. As Bobby Fetter for the Wildcats. As he ran for 2 touchdowns, hit Kyle Brewer on a 69-yard pass. Brewer also had a 15-yard run, and it was 40-20 at the break. But then second half, all Panthers. Is what a turnaround this game was. As Tyler Belutska had a 41-yard catch and run late in the third quarter, getting FR back on the board and cutting it to a 13-point game. Fast forward to the fourth quarter, as FR quarterback Connor Donnelly, he scored on a 2-yard keeper, extra point made a 6-point game, and then with the minute 17 to go, Donnelly to their star Caden Smith, 20 yards to a touchdown, the extra point by Joey Bain up and good, and then late after that, the Panther defense comes up with, I believe, an interception to ice it. And just like that, Franklin Angel with a wild comeback, winning 41-40, and for Latrobe, he just got to scratch your heads as a golden opportunity to secure a huge head-to-head and route to trying to make the playoffs. They let it get away from them. And again, looking at this 2 weeks from now, this game's going to be on your circle to see a top four team from this conference making the playoffs and somebody missing out. Then we jump to the Northeast. Kiski routes Shaler 42-27. Not routes, that's not the right word, but they win a shootout. No info is provided on that one, really. The Cavaliers get a bounce back to stop the bleeding. Shaler falls down 1-3 in the conference. Their season's spiraling away. Penn Hills, Fox Chapel, it was the Foxes that came in with a bid to get to 3-0 in the conference. Well, Penhills is the team that gets the win, 28-7, but them are 2-1 in conference play. As Penhills scores 28 unanswered after a 7-0 hole through 12 minutes, as Julian Duggar to Jaden Duggar connected for 3 touchdowns, highlighting by a 43-yarder in the third quarter. And then Julian scored on 1-yard keeper early in the fourth. Penhills wins 28-7. And then talk about another crazy game. North Hills Pine Richland a year ago, PR routed them to win by 46 points. This year, sold-out house in Martorelli Stadium, and the Indians took care of business in the second quarter as they fell behind 7-0 early, but the North Hills came back as Robert Dickerson had a big catch and run touchdown, a thick 40-some yards, and then John Greed had a 6-yard keeper at the end of the first half, giving North Hills a 13-7 lead at the break. Second half, nobody scored, but it would be the Indians coming up with a huge goal line stand late in the fourth quarter as North Hills denied the Rams on fourth and goal from the goal line. So the goal line stand seals it. North Hills ran out the clock, and the Indians win 13-7. I mean, they have somebody at quarterback in John Greed. You have the star in Dickerson, but the Indian defense needs more credit. Huge, huge stop. I just said that Pirateland, you know, they've been rolling the last, I think, 4 weeks. I'm blipping their stuff for sure. North Hills, talk about a bounce back. As you had the wild comeback against Kiski and Martorelli like 2 weeks ago. You had the heartbreak defeat again on the road against Penhills last week. Now, this week, at home, you fight and win a hard game of PR. This rivalry, dating back to the Quad A days, had been dominated by the Rams for about the last 8 years. North Hills gets a huge win. And again, you look at this Northeast Conference, all of a sudden, you have Fox Chapel, Penhills, North Hills, and PR, all with 2-1 records in conference play. Kiski's 1-2, Shaler's 0-3. So all of a sudden, it's getting really intense in this conference. I misspoke there. No, I was right. I was right about that. Penhills is 2-1 in the conference. So, again, there's a lot to be decided going forward. And Kiski's still very much alive despite the little snag they held. We go to Class 4A, the Big 8. Not a lot of drama here. TJ Rounds wrangled 42-6. It was 35-0 at the half. As Eli Lippincott ran for 3 touchdowns. Joey Leskey passed for 2 of them. Nothing to see there. Bell Vernon over Trinity 49-0 as it was 35-0 at the half. As Devin Whitlock threw a 72-yard touchdown pass to Evan Pollote. He also, as Whitlock ran a pump back 76 yards. Whitlock also threw 2 more touchdown passes, both to Quinton Martin, a 34 and 23 yards. And then Quinton Martin, in his return, also ran for 2 touchdowns of 67 and 65 yards. And then the other sophomore, Jake Gedeko, had a 39-yard run in the fourth quarter to seal the scoring. So, Leopards cruise. And then McKee Sports sends Lorehounds to a 3rd straight blowout loss. Tigers roll 42-7 as it was 28-0 at the half and actually 35-0 through 3 quarters. It's like it's been all year McKeesport passing the love around. As Caleb Reese ran and threw for a touchdown. Kenneth Thompson, Jake Miller, Bobby Boyd all had rushing touchdowns. As Miller actually ran for 2 scores, Rodney Gallagher had a 1-yard plunge from the Mustangs in defeat. Greater Allegheny. Plum takes it to knock 39-0 as Plum scored 13 points in the first, second, and third quarters. Eric Moore ran for 3 touchdowns, highlighting by a 74-yarder in the opening frame. And then Sean Franzi threw 2 touchdowns, one to Samoa Pitts, the other one on a 61-yarder to Logan Brooks. Mustangs, nice second half of the season so far. They need to keep them going if they're going to make the playoffs. Hampton routs Indiana 42-6, as it was 35-6 at the break, as Brock Borgo for the Talbots ran for 4 touchdowns, highlighted with a 78-yarder in the first. He had a pair of 10-yard runs and a 25-yarder to cap it off. Matt DiMatteo threw a 30-yard touchdown to Mike Woodthrope as well. Christian Lombardo added for Hampton. So again, Hampton undefeated on top of this conference cruising. Greensburg-Salem outdoes Mars on a low-scoring game 19-12. As 13 points in the third quarter for the Lions. It's got the job done as Cody Rubrecht scored on a 6-yard run and had a 55-yard catch run in the third quarter. Hayden Teska threw 2 touchdowns, the first of which was a 16-year-old Christian Hallstatter early in the third. Then he came back to Rubric late in the period. And then the upset in this conference, which is big, Highlands over Armstrong 41-28 as the Golden Rams were up 28-7 at the half, and they held off a late Armstrong rally as Chandler Thimmons ran for two touchdowns early before throwing two touchdown passes to Landon Signorelli and Luke Bombalski. Then Thimmons had a third rushing score in the third quarter, and then Bombalski had an 8-yard run in the fourth to seal the victory. As in defeat, Caden Olson accounted for all four Armstrong touchdowns, three through the air, two of which to Isaiah Brown. But again, Riverhawks a step back for sure. And then in the Parkway, Aliquippa over Montour 49-0 as it was 35-0 at the half as John Tracy ran for three touchdowns. Taquee Hayes, the freshman, had a 26-yard touchdown. Quinnen Good threw two touchdown passes. And Donovan Walker had an 80-yard pick six for the Quips. Beaver wins a shootout over Shore Valley 35-28 as the Colts went up 14-0 early on a pair of Anthony Mackey touchdown passes, only to have then in the second quarter Wyatt Ringer run and throw for a touchdown as Abe Ibrahim caught his second touchdown line in between to make it 21-14 at the half. Teams traded third quarter touchdowns before the fourth quarter. Wyatt Ringer went off running for three scores, and the Bobcat defense played much better as Beaver rallies behind as Ringer accounts for all five touchdowns, four of them with his legs. Beaver takes second place with a 35-28 win. Again, Beaver, you beat Char Valley, you beat Newcastle, you like what you have going on with 2 weeks to go. And then Newcastle and Blackhawk. And these two, they put on quite a game. As again, a crucial game is Blackhawk trying to overcome what's been just a rough, first two-thirds of the season. Newcastle trying to build momentum and get kind of on their own little revenge tour from last year's. Through three quarters, it was 14 apiece. Blackhawk drove down the field, got into the red zone, only for Newcastle to shut him down. But then Newcastle to punt the ball back. Blackhawk, 15-play, 82-yard drive that took off over 8 minutes of the clock. The Cougars would get a touchdown with 2:25 to go. They'd go up 21-14. But then Newcastle went back down the field as a little trick play. Would get to a 41-yard pass completion to move them down. And then finally, with 44 seconds to go, Chris Hood goes in on a 3-yard score. That made it 21-20. Hurricanes say, we're going for the win. We're at home. And it gets so as Hood completes the conversion pass. The Hurricane defense holds. And Newcastle rallies to win 22-21. So a huge win for Newcastle is, of course, heartbreak more for Blackhawk as they fall to 0-3 in the conference. And again, with two games to go, there's not much room for error for the Cougars. And then the only non-conference game in 4A, West Mifflin loses to Hollidaysburg 32-20. We go to Class 3A. North Catholic routed Deer Lakes 35-0 as it was 21-0 at the half, but the Trojan Demons dominated as Joey Prentice, he threw for two touchdowns. Jack Fennell scored twice. Kyle Tipinitsky also scored twice. And then you had a blocked field goal return touchdown for North Catholic in the third quarter. Freeport, they shut down Burrell 42-9 as they scored 21 points at both halves. It's Ben Lane for the Yellow Jackets as he ran for three touchdowns. Garrett King ran for one himself. Zach Clark had a 53-yard to cap it off. And then East Day runs over Derry 68-0. In the interstate, South A with a statement win over South Park 26-7 as it was 19-0 in the fourth quarter for the trade late touchdowns as Akel Carrington ran for three touchdowns for the Gladiators, much needed win for them. First place on the line, Elizabeth Ford hosting Mount Pleasant and the Warriors, no trouble winning 35-0 as it was 21-0 at the half as Zion White, as he threw a touchdown as Zach Boyd ran for a score. Boyd also had a 40-yard scoring run, and then Kyle Flournoy had a 3-yard run and a 20-yard scoop and score. Warrior defense dominates. And then the Northwestern 6, we have the de facto conference title game set up now next week as Central Valley took care of Ambridge 44-0, 37-0 at the half as Matt Merritt ran for a touchdown. Antoine Johnson tossed two of them, Landon Alexander, I think, ran for two. No trouble for the Warriors. Same for the Antelopes. Averworth beats Hopewell 50-0. It was 36-0 at the half. They scored 34 in the opening frame. Zane Harper threw three touchdowns and three different receivers. Ian Siam had a rushing score. And they rolled. And then Keystone Oaks, third place is theirs. They beat Quick Rally 56-20. A 28-point second quarter did the job for the Eagles, as everyone took part in the scoring. As Kevin Drew, as he ran for three touchdowns. Just look at this here. Tyler Perry had a rushing score. And then Nick Buckley, he threw two touchdowns to two different receivers as well. So the Eagles get a much-needed win there. And in the 3A non-conference game, Valley over York 23-6. Zaire Warren had a 75-yard punt return. And then Dom Simmons caught two touchdowns for the Vikings in that victory there. F. Warren Brownsville was waived off as well. Moving forward, Class 2A, the Allegheny. Sarah Catholic over Paul Ridge, 62-20. As the Eagles were up 20-0 at the half, and then a 20-point fourth quarter, just icing on the cake there. Is Max Rocco, as him and Terrell Booth hooked up for four touchdowns on the night, three of which coming in the first half, so they connected four times. Makai Dutrell Brooks, he had a 10-yard rushing touchdown. Rocco threw a fifth score to Holt. Rocco threw two more touchdowns to Javon Holt on passes of 18 and 45 yards. Fair Fisher had a 97-yard run to ice it. Eagles stay undefeated. Steel Valley also undefeated, so they beat Shadyside 46-0. It was 39-0 at the half. And the Ironman defense, talk about that with a shutout over a team that can score points, is Najee Burt, as he ran for five touchdowns, coming on runs of 64, 34, 48, 2, and 21 yards. Chris Brookins threw and ran for a touchdown. The Ironman are for real. And then Lingenier Valley back in action. They went homecoming over Summit Academy 43-14. In the Century, Wash High routes Charleroi 55-0, 42-0 at the half, as you had a pair of Prexy pick sixes and then a Davon Fuse 50-yard run all in the first quarter. Fuse scored again on a 7-yard run and then threw a 64-yard touchdown pass to Travis Crutcher before the half. And then second half, Carlos Harper, Zach Walsh had touchdowns of 75 and 74 yards respectively. So a big play win for the Wash High. And then a crucial game for second place, Shar Houston takes down McGuffey 13-7 as the Bucks. The answer is they were down 7-0 in the second quarter as Jordan Erson had a 5-yard run. A missed extra point made 7-6. And then the 1 point second half came in the third on 1-yard plunge by Erson. The Buck defense wins a gritty game and they take second place. In the next 2 weeks, you know, it'll come down to see how it goes with Wash High in the mix with these two. And then if I remember right, Frazier, I think Beth Siren got waved off and then Waynesboro had a bye or something like that. Carrying on the Midwestern. Beaver Falls over Freedom, 41-8 as the Tigers. Fully rolling, like I said, the record, it's misleading overall because they had a very tough first couple weeks of the season, so they're showing their true colors. There's a 27-0 at the half, and actually it was 41-0 through three. As Jaron Brickner threw a pair of touchdowns, highlighted by a 67-yard to Kadir Thomas. Trey Singleton scored twice, one reception, one run. Isaiah Ashkenbacher had two rushing touchdowns, including a 62-yarder. Tyler Kane had a 5-yard plunge. Tigers roll, Freedom fading fast. Laurel over Mohawk, 54-9. As the Laurel Spartans undefeated, 35-7 at the break. As Luke McCoy, as he scored on touchdowns of 3 and 71 yards. Kobe DeRose had a 14-yard plunge. And then Mike Pasquarella had touchdowns of 54, 11 yards. Landon Smith scored runs of 25, 64 yards. They roll. Somebody had to get a win. Riverside shut out Elwood City 19-0. Sam Hughes had two rushing touchdowns, and then Neshanic rolled New Brighton. Well, in a shootout, 40-27. The Lancers, a big win for them. And again, New Brighton hits their playoff hopes heavily, as the Midwestern does send five teams. But so it's kind of like New Brighton, and it's kind of like New Brighton and Freedom are battling for fifth. Mohawks, you know, got the one upset that gets them above, but Neshanic, Beaver Falls, and Laurel turning into a three-team race, even though Laurel does have a huge head up. And the Three Rivers, Southside routes Brewer 42-6. It was 6-0 Brewer in the second quarter before Southside got going, as Brody Almashi connected with Parker Stather for 75-yard catch and touchdown. 75 yards, excuse me, there. And then before they have Donnie Jadakinos in a 1 yard plunge and make it 14-6. Second half, all Rams. The defense shut out. And it was highlighted with a 54 yard scoop and score. And then you had a pair of rushing scores by Ryan Navarro, Andrew Moots. And in between that, Stadler had a 63 yard punt return. 21 yards in the fourth, Southside the big win. CeeLo South takes down Carlington 21-6. And the Rebels still alive for the playoffs. Luke Kosko threw for two touchdowns, the two different receivers, one of them which Dom Mons, Edmund Harris, the other one. Tyler Bazooka ran for a touchdown there. Rebels with a much needed win. And then we'll come as Star Rock shut out Western Beaver on Saturday, 41-0. The Vikings, no trouble there as well. That was the only 2A game on Saturday. And then looking at the 1A action is Class 1A. There's three games on Saturday, which we'll come back and talk about. But the Big 7 on Friday, Cornell over Rochester in a hard one, 14-7. As it was first place on the line, the Raiders. Talk about the turnaround story for them is Timmy Henderson with the 80-yard kick return to open things up. Rochester got next when J.D. Azuli had a 67-yard touchdown run. But then Cornell answered late before the half. Henderson with a 53-yard scamper. Actually, he did that in the third quarter. My apologies. Defense has reigned this one. Cornell holds on 14-7 with a road victory. Huge for them. For Cherry, and kind of what's a knockout game against Union, they win 26-14. As again, Union started strong, faded, as they're up 14-7 at the half. Union shut out in the remaining 24 minutes. The Rangers pulled away as Maddox Trushel ran for two touchdowns, threw a five-yarder to Shane Cornally. Mitch Cook also had a 56-yard pick six. So Rangers, they come back. And then Bergetown off the Schneid, they beat Northgate 17-14. So a huge hit to the Flames playoff hopes there as Jackson LaRocca threw and ran for a touchdown. And then a Martin Lasso 26-yard field goal in the third quarter was the difference. As in defeat, I mean, Austin Mitchell threw a touchdown, a 75-yard to Mandy Clark, George Smalley, 2-yard run, but it was enough. Bergetown was a low-scoring game there. In the East, Clareton holds off GCC 20-13, as it was 3-0 GCC after one. But then Capone Jones ran for a touchdown and hooked up with Brooklyn Camp for a 36-yarder to make it 12-3 at the break. A Tyree Turner touchdown made it 12-10 going to the fourth, but then fourth quarter, Greg Lee's 2-yard run and a 2-point conversion between Jones and Cannon made it 20-10. A field goal made a one-score game with the Bears. They locked down both ways. Clareton holds on 20-13. Springdale routes Imani 49-20 as a 30-point second quarter. He made a 49-6 at the half. As in this one, Legendusk, as he threw two touchdowns, Logan Dexter scored four times as he caught a touchdown, ran for two of them, also to scoop and score. Usk had a touchdown with his legs as well. Wolfer Imani, and you had Rayshon Jackson running for two touchdowns, and Malik Shane with a 73-yard run, but it wasn't enough. Chris Avokos had a kick return for Springdale, much needed win for the Dynamos. And the other half of these games were played on Saturday. And then the Tri-County South, Avella off the Schneid, beating Benward 30-21, is 22 an answer in the fourth quarter for the Eagles, gets them their first win of the year. As Noah Markle ran for two touchdowns, highlighted by a 93-yarder, as then Rush threw and ran for a touchdown. Mapletown takes in Jefferson Morgan 43-12. As it was 21-0, it was 21-0 at the half. As Landon Stevenson for the Maples, as he scored on runs of 3, 8, and 65 yards. Max Vanetta ran for a touchdown, also threw two of them to Brody Evans. Maples should be no lower than 4th. West Green holds off Manesson 28-14 as 28 points scored in the 4th quarter. Two touchdowns on each side, but the Pioneers never relinquished control. As Wes Wimke threw for two touchdowns, Colin Brady ran for the other two. West Green secure first place, and then second place on the line. Carmichael's gets a revenge from last year, beating California on the road 35-20 in a huge game. As it was 20-14 through three, but then fourth quarter, Carmichael's took control. It was Trenton Carter on the night, ran for two touchdowns, one of which coming in the fourth, and then Mike Stewart, who had an 80-yard run early for the Mikes, had a 4-yard run before the half, Capsa with a 9-0 run to seal the victory. So the Mikes with a huge road victory there. So they're in second, Cal's in third. West Green's already beat both, so huge, huge result in the Tri-County South with 2 weeks to play. On Saturday's action, Starhawks, like I said, beat West Beaver 41-0. As Jamar Pearson ran for 3 touchdowns, including an 83-yarder. He also threw a touchdown pass as Josh Jenks and 2 TD passes as well. They cruise, then Class 1A. East, Leechburg over Riverview 71-8, as it was 63-8 at the half. As Braylon Lovelace for the Blue Devils, as he ran for 3 touchdowns, Logan Klein had a power return, Tommy Burke, he accounted for 4 touchdowns, 2 in the air, 2 with his legs, and then even had a pick 6, so they should be no lower than 3rd, Canavan routes Jeanette 35-0, it was 20-0 after 1, as the Crusaders looking good for 2nd place, as Keyshawn Harris, as he ran for a touchdown, Jason Cross, through touchdown passes, Xavier Nelson and Jada Lindsley also scored on 1 yard plunge. They roll. But then the big upset of the day came in the Big 7 as Shenango goes on the road and beats Our Lady of the Sacred Heart 14-7. How about the Wildcats? 3 straight victories after the ugly start they had as Sam Patton to Aaron Martin through 2 yards of the first quarter. Martin had a 1 yard plunge before they have to make a 14 zip. And then Azeem hit Ziggy McIntosh for a 10-yard touchdown in the 3rd. But after that was it. A defensive game. Wildcats hold on for the road win 14-7. And all of a sudden, in the Big 7, Cornell's alone in 1st place. Rochester and Ulster battling for 2nd and 3rd. Shenango's creeping back into the mix with 3 conference victories. Union's fading. North Deep blew an opportunity. 4 Cherries kind of sitting in 4th. Burgettstown's off the schneid. Things are getting wild with 2 weeks to play. Then this end of the weekly stat leaders. Really quickly from Saturday's quadruple header, rushing Lovelace at 171 for Leechburg, Pearson at 171 for Starhawks, and then Miller, C.J. Miller at 149 for Shenango. Passing, Josh Jenkins threw for 243 for Starhawks, Azeem had 202 for Olsh, Bark 112 for Leechburg, and then receiving, Jamon Green-Miller had 4 grabs, 99 yards, and a touchdown for the Vikings. Zay Davis had 4 catches, 57 yards for them. Well, then McIntosh had Olsh, 10 grabs, 83 yards. Formers from Week 7 entirely, so from Fridays. Rushing-wise, Najee Burr from Steel Valley had 251 yards. Kiski's Chad Hepler ran for 250. Kevin Drew 227 for Keystone Oaks. Trenton Carter paced Carmichael with 218. Eric Moore 270 for Plum. Dylan Sleva had 201 for Moon. Ashkenbacher had 200 for Beaver Falls. Quentin Martin in his return of 181 for Bell Verdon. Trucial led 4 Cherry with 178. Hampton got 173 out of Borgo. He also had 173 from Bobby Boyd and McKeesport. Wide Ringer led Beaver with 164. Thimmons ran for 158 for Highlands. Tracy had 149 for West Day. Stevenson 143 for Mapletown. Damani Stafford 140 for Cal. Evan Wright 135 for Mars. Tipaninsky 134 for North Catholic. Cruz Perkins out of 128 for Steel Valley. Taquee Hayes, 125 for Aliquippa. Mike Stewart, 117 for Carmichael's. Lippincott, 112 for TJ. Bombaski, 104 for Highlands. Miller, 103 for Pierce Township. And then Volpatti, 100 for Bethel Park. The passing leaders, Caden Olson throws for 305 in the loss for Armstrong. Brad Birch, 271 for Gateway. Rocco, 233 for Sarah Catholic. Franzi, 229 for Plum. Sean O'Shea, 227 for Seneca Valley. Austin Mitchell, 226 for Northgate. Brickner, 220 for Beaver Falls. Thimmons, 213 for Highlands, 1 game for him. Hayden Teska, 206 for Greensburg Salem. Prentice, 192 for North Catholic. Raphael Bartley, 181, the loss for Mars. Carter Green, 180 for Penn Trafford. Antoine Johnson, 178 for Central Valley. Woodlock, 177 for Bell Vernon. Kushner, 169 for North Allegheny. Quinn and Good, 161 for Aliquippa. Jay Sean Pringle, 135 for Woody High. Sam Miller, 127 Pierce Township. Amashi, 126 for Southside. Connor Roberts, 125 for Trinity. Nick Buckley, 123 for Keystone Oaks. Mike Evans, 114 for Kane and Mack. Mackey, 110 for Shar Valley. Zion White, 104 for Elizabeth Ford. Ty McGowan, 100 for Moon. Then the receivers. Isaiah Brown had 11 grabs, 144 yards for the Riverhawks. That's 144. Noah Nesserod, 10 catches, 111 yards for Mars. Devontae Christie had 8 grabs, 135 yards for Northgate. Rubric to 7 catches, 106 for Greensburg Salem. Patrick Body, 6 grabs, 97 yards for Gateway. Booth and 6 for 89 for Sarah. Brandon Ross, 5 for 122 for Seneca Valley. Kyron Boyd, 5 for 95 for NA. Mitchell Fox, 5 for 93 for Brentwood. Kirchner, 5 for 82 for Bethel Park. Lawson, 5 for 80 for Seneca Valley. Abe Ibrahim, 5 for 79 for Shore Valley. And looking through some of these, Jake Collins at 5 for 43 for Gateway. Quentin Martin, 4 for 82 for Belle Vernon. Makai Clark, 4 for 80 for Beaver Falls. Logan Brooks, 4 for 79 for Plum. And then Duggar, 4 for 53 for Penn Hills. Dallas Harper, 4 catches, 44 yards for Gateway. So that's a wrap, guys. So week 7 in the books, and we got 2 weeks left of the regular season, so we'll see. Some playoff spots were clinched, but the scenarios are off the charts, as we'll be back later this week to talk about the scenarios, and of course, what's on the slate for week 8. It's only going to get better as the weather gets colder, the temperature's rising on the gridiron and the whippeel. So thank you, guys. As again, check us out on the website, which is cover3athletics.wixsite.com/westpa, and it's cover, the number 3 athletics in the address bar. Check us out on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. And again, for updates, power rankings, scores, schedules, stats, and all the other good stuff, our weekly podcasts, articles, player interviews, check out our sister blog, Brentero's World of Sports, for more. Hope you guys enjoyed this. We'll see you guys later this week. Here we are, Whippeel football, October. Doesn't get much better. We'll see you guys later in the week.